I think tomorrow is supposed to be just a little cooler version of today.
I think really what it was they just wanted to go to Florida and spend the night in Florida.
Never know. It is the government, so they're on their own schedule.
But anyway, everything looked good. I went out and did a check today, and everything looked good, and it's all happy. So hopefully, knock on wood, everything flies fine tomorrow, and we'll be done with it for... Actually, I'll be done with the feds for the rest of the year, I hope.
For GSP or some other airport? I forget they have one over there. But, like I said, hopefully you get it all done and out of the way and don't have to worry about them no more the rest of the year. That'd be a real Christmas treat, wouldn't it?
Especially after everything they put me through last week. But, yeah. It's over at Sunwest, and, you know, tomorrow should be fine, and we'll be good to go from there, and I can slow down a little bit.
Well, hopefully you get your wish there, and I could use mine to pick up a little bit. My business has been slow since, I don't know, about the 1st of September.
Tools, aren't you?
Correct.
On an unrelated, but still... radio related topic. Do you do anything with the 915 mess stuff?
Getting into it, but I have not started doing anything other than studying. Now, there's a couple other guys around that have. Warren, HHC, is one of them. He's been messing around with it. Ben, KO4ZEW, he's been messing around with it. And a couple other guys, but there's not a whole lot going on in the area with it. Publicly, anyway. There's a lot of private little networks, but not a public one.
David, KJ4YQK, just picked up a mesh node, and he's been playing with it, and he's like, you gotta get one. I'm like, okay, I'll look into it. And I looked into it, saw where they were selling one that I thought might be interesting to get. They had 305 last night, they had zero this morning. So, oops.
Going quick, and one of my holdbacks is on the 915 is the government still hasn't made its decision about what it's going to do with that spectrum yet, and if they do decide to go with that company allowing them, then we'll lose that section, and then what?
I did notice that, you know, that they're allowed to run the LORAF, or whatever you call it, down in the 434, which is the bottom of our 70-centimeter band. So, you know, maybe we could go there with it. Gives a little bit longer range.
That, and I knew about that, too. The only problem with that is everybody wants the encryption part of it, and you can't do that on that band. So that rules that out, and that's what all these people are wanting those private networks for.
Band around or 70 centimeter. I can't remember. I know there's a business band there, but that's a whole different set of rules, and I don't want to get involved in that.
As far as I know, I don't think so, but there I've not studied into it, so that's kind of where I'm at. And I like the idea of the mesh network where you can control Arduinos to make it do things. That's the part of it I've really took an interest in. Like if you wanted to do a home security system or anything like that, you can control it over the mesh networks. So that's where I'm interested.
Technically, you can do that in papers, but, you know, and you don't have to be on 4439 to run APRS either, but you still can't run any kind of encryption.
And everybody's got your commands for what's going on, so. But Wyatt, I have crossed the state line now, so I'm going to lose a repeater real quick. If you hear Ben KO4ZEW on here, he's been really getting diving into it and knows more about it than I do. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right,
Sentry,
good talking to you again. We'll catch you later.
KJ4, see you. ATD N0TR. How you doing, Wyatt?
God, there goes the radio waves.
And about what you guys were talking about. That puts me way to the head of the list or the back of the list. I don't know which. By the way, you do have motorboating on your signal there.
Have you ever thought about that?
I know you're a little off-center. I don't know about being in a motorboat.
I don't know what's going on. It's probably about time for me to, you know, work through my entire mobile rig and clean everything up and redo all the cables.
It's perfect. Full gliding, Wyatt. We are approaching runway 22 here at GSP in about another mile.
I'm all the way at the up by Blue Ridge High now, right now.
I don't know how the repeater is up there. I would assume that it's good. What were you guys talking about? Some kind of new radio in the 900 band?
Fantastic. And it's their Internet of Thing radios that are in the 915 ISM band, and they're designed to work as a mesh to expand the coverage of a local network.
Yeah, like you say, that'd be pretty short-range stuff, wouldn't it?
They can get out to, I think it's 3 miles between nodes. And then you need some kind of repeater or whatnot, or another radio, because it's designed, you can either do it like we do on ham and have a repeater up on the mountain, which will, you know, stick one like Paris Mountain, and you'll get the whole area covered, or you just add another node, and that'll get you another few miles.
Back in the old days. Well, I messed around Packet back in Kansas for a few years, and it was fun. Not exactly my cup of tea, but it was fun. And then the older fellas, they used that FastScan TV, and they had a repeater up about, 800 feet up on the TV tower. That was kind of interesting.
Seems like it was one of the Sloan boys. Don't ask me his call sign. I can't ever remember it. And I think he still does that. And I think he's got a repeater on maybe Paris Mountain or Caesar said one of the two. I don't remember where. But you talk packet, and this is, you can run a packet system on this system. All this does is it provides the modem. That's all it really is a modem radio.
This is N0TR Mobile. Well, it sounds interesting. The guys on that fast scan, I just never did get into it. I did slow scan for a few years, but that was before the internet. And it was a lot of fun because guys would go on vacation up in Alaska and different places, and they'd send you back pictures of where they were at or just anywhere, but it was very interesting. Rather slow, though.
Mobile. Yeah, I've never really gotten into fast or slow scan TV as far as it relates to ham. And actually, you know, I tried packet, like, for about a week, and I got tired of it. And I tried Apers, and I liked Apers a lot, and then, well, geez, I don't know, Apers just kind of petered off there for a while.
It's about that, but isn't that, I've heard Dave talk about it on here, Dave Watson. Isn't that just for, like, locating where you're at by intermittently sending a burst?
Location. A lot of people think it's just for location, but no, you can put a lot of weather stations transmit all of their data down, privately owned, transmit all their data over Apers, and you can use it for reporting stuff like, you know, battery conditions at your repeater sites and things of that. I mean, it's a lot more than just position.
Well, my weather station transmits on 433 megahertz in bursts. One of them little Accurites.
It transmits in little bursts, too. And it uses the AX25 protocol, which is the same, I believe that's the same protocol that the packet uses.
It's above my head anymore, Wyatt, but it was fine. We just... It mostly did it locally, you know, around the area. When I was up in Kansas, I had some friends that liked computer stuff, and they enjoyed it. I had a handy talkie that was set up on it.
In my research that you can actually send voice over the 915 mess system, but it's not any kind of real normal kind of voice. I mean, it's not analog at all.
Well, it sounds like fun. Well, Patrick, give you the names of the guys that know about it, because I really don't. We just been over to Sam's and come back, and well, we went to Golden Corral and had dinner, and then we're just coming home now. Just getting ready to get on Buncombe down here at 14, I guess it is. And took the daughter over 3 dozen eggs and brought her a rotisserie chicken from Sam's.
A good retirement thing where you just get out in 5 o'clock traffic and drive real slow and put on your left blinker, right?
Yeah, we're retired. I'm in retirement. No doubt, a little of both. No, I absolutely do not usually get out in this traffic. I absolutely despise it. But, you know, 15 years ago, we were from Kansas, and being from Kansas, we're a little slow.
How many people? I mean, really, other than Kansas City? But, yeah, I totally agree with the traffic. You know, I will go in late and leave late, or I'll go in early, not often, and leave early, just to avoid rush hour traffic, because those people do not know how to drive. KJ4, CTD, mobile, call. I almost forgot my call sign.
Sure, with your findings. Well, up in Kansas, we live in the southeast corner, and there was minuscule traffic compared to what's down here. But if you are like a lot of people, and they travel across Kansas up there on I-70 or whatever the highways are, the interstates, you go for 5, 10, 15 miles without seeing a house, and all you see is wheat fields.
It'd be Nebraska. I have a in-law aunt and uncle that live up in Hayes Center, Nebraska, which is in the southwest corner of the state, and there is literally nothing there. I mean, there's a little tiny town. Think of the smallest local town that you can think of, like Landrum. There's a town about the size of Landrum there. And nothing else. Literally nothing else. Just acre after acre of fields and pastures.
I love the small towns. Seem like the people are really nice. And Landrum's getting to be a tourist trap. But it'll let up when it gets cold. It just changes the looks of these little towns whenever the population explodes. It's just tourist stuff. And Landrum, Well, I go up there and just walk through the Amish store now and then. Those are great people, and they have beautiful wood in their furniture. And if you don't buy anything, it's worth walking through.
In Landrum once or twice and went, oh, junk. But anyway, on that note, let me leave you, Tom, because I'm parking, I'm backing into my favorite parking spot now, and I need to go eat.
You have a good day.